From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Michael Taylor reading Memphis Ribs by Gerald Duff. Now, let's begin with Memphis Ribs. Chapter 1. Midnight on Front Street in Memphis, and Franklin Saxon was leaning up against the grill of his father's Lincoln Continental, watching five members of the Bones family attack a Union Planters Bank ATM with two sledgehammers. The standalone machine was newly installed and located in a part of the Bluff City away from the center of downtown. Franklin wondered if the executive in charge of that division of Union Planters had guessed right about its profitability. It would probably do well in the daylight hours, nothing after 9 p.m., of course, and pick up again each morning when the sun rose to shine on the Hernando de Soto Bridge over the Mississippi. It was worth a try, probably, and Franklin wished the bank well in the venture. Franklin Saxon did hope the Bones family would get the ATM cracked open, though, soon, so he could finish his business with them and leave this deserted part of the city and get back to Midtown. The drinks he had had in the Peabody Hotel before, during, and after his keynote speak to the Medical Equipment Convention were dying on him, and with each bang of a sledgehammer against the face of the ATM, he was realizing how careless he had been to agree to meet with the Bones family here. It had seemed droll at the time when their spokesman, one T-Bird, had said they needed to make a withdrawal, but now all Franklin Saxon felt was not amusement, but rising impatience and a hint of growing anxiety. This first deal with the Bones family was off to a twisted start, and Franklin felt a twinge begin just at the top of his nose between his eyes. It started to move up and into his forehead,